Aaron Johnson, and I will be completing my master's degree at the University of Minnesota in May 2008. The title of this research is Evaluation of Remote Sensing to Measure Plant Stress in Creeping Bentgrass Fairways. The lack of potable water around the world should cause concern for the turf grass industry. Recent conferences such as the Water Quality and Quantity Issues for Turf Grasses and Urban Landscapes have examined this concern. In America, groups such as the American Water Works Association are advocating for true replacement costs of water. True replacement costs of water include infrastructure improvements, which are estimated at $300 billion and not currently included in potable water costs. Municipalities such as the City of San Antonio are reducing potable water use through conservation pricing. This limitation encourages landscape irrigation with non-potable water sources, which raises water quality issues. Based on these prominent facts, the cost, amount, and quality of water will become limited for the turf grass industry. In order to survive these limitations, turf grass irrigation strategies must be more clearly defined in order to promote water conservation. One technology that has the possibility of improving this is remote sensing. When I refer to remote sensing, I'm referring to measuring light reflectance without physically contacting the turf surface. Previous research has been completed on water use in turf grass. Research by DeCosta and Huang and Sass and Horgan found that irrigation at 60 to 80% of actual evapotranspiration, or ET, during the summer, and irrigation at 40% of actual ET during the fall maintained acceptable turf quality. This is important because it shows that irrigation strategies could reduce irrigation inputs. NDVI refers to normalized difference vegetation index and is a measure of light reflectance. Fenstermaker et al. Showed that NDVI values are correlated with turf grass tissue moisture content. This is important because it shows this measure could be used to determine water need. Park et al. Showed that remote sensors can detect irrigation treatment differences. This is important because it shows that remote sensors could be used to direct irrigation practices. Based on this previous research, we outline the following objectives for this research. One, to correlate reflectance measurements with volumetric water content and turf quality measurements. Two, to determine if remote sensing can detect plant stress prior to visual observation. And three, to categorize turf grass reflectance measurements to direct irrigation practices. We hypothesized that remote sensing will detect drought stress and enable the reduction of irrigation inputs. This research was conducted during the 2006-2007 growing seasons at the Turf Research, Outreach, and Education Center on the University of Minnesota St. Paul campus. It was conducted on L93 creeping bentgrass that was established in 2002 on an 88-12 sand peat soil mix. These research plots were maintained under fairway conditions during the two growing seasons at a mowing height of 14 millimeters with mowing three times per week. Measurements were collected twice daily at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. during the dry down studies. They were collected with a Entech Industries Green Seeker handheld unit and a Licor Biosciences experimental active reflectance sensor. Both of these remote sensors measure light reflectance in the near-infrared and red wavelengths. However, they do not measure at the same wavelengths. Measurements were also collected with the Spectrum Technologies Field Scout TDR-300, a Spectrum Technologies TCM-500 RGB turf color meter, and for turf quality on a 1-9 scale with 6 being minimally acceptable. In order to accomplish our objectives, we imposed the following treatments. Irrigation at 20, 40, 60, and 80% replacement of predicted evapotranspiration every 3 days. Predicted evapotranspiration was determined using the FAO 56 model, which is an ET estimation model, and using weather data from an on-site weather station. These four irrigation treatments were held at low and high nitrogen, giving us a total of 8 treatments. These 8 treatments were replicated 3 times for 5-week dry down periods during the two seasons. During these 5-week dry down periods, irrigation treatments were maintained until one replication of a treatment experienced severe drought stress. At that time, all 3 replications of that treatment were ended in order to save the plots for further dry downs. In order to ensure that our irrigation treatments were maintained, a rain shelter was moved over the plots prior to predicted precipitation. During the 2 growing seasons, the rain shelter was never over the plots for more than a 24-hour period. Between the 2006-2007 growing seasons, we completed a total of 5 5-week dry downs. Reflectance measurements from the 2 remote sensors were converted to NDVI values by taking near-infrared reflectance minus red reflectance divided by near-infrared reflectance plus red reflectance. This value was selected because it is one output of the Green Seeker unit. The color meter measurements were converted to a grass index. Grass index was selected because the color meter did not output a near-infrared reflectance measurement. All 5 dry downs were analyzed separately using SAS software by running mixed analysis code and code to obtain Spearman correlations, which are rank-based correlations. Our hypothesis that remote sensing will detect drought stress and enable the reduction of irrigation inputs was proved. Based on the interest of time, we are going to begin looking at our 3rd dry down, which lasted from May 23rd to June 26, 2007. However, the trends that I will display in the following graphs were observed across all 5 dry downs. Here are our Spearman correlations. The interaction of a row and column relates to the correlation number. These correlations are at significant levels of 0.1, 0.05, and 0.001. As you can see, the 2 remote sensors are correlated to visual ratings. The 2 remote sensors are correlated to each other. And the 2 remote sensors are correlated to TDR measurements, or volumetric water content. You will also see that the color meter measurements were not well correlated to most of our other measurements. The highlighted correlations are important because they show a relationship between the remote sensor and acceptable measures of drought stress. I'm going to begin now looking at our 2nd objective, which was the detection of drought stress. I'm going to take a second here to explain the setup of the slide before we get too involved here, because the next slide is going to follow a similar format. First of all, we're looking at data from our 20% ET treatment at high nitrogen. On the x-axis of these graphs, we have time, with day 1 referring to May 23rd, 2007. So we're still looking at our 3rd dry down here. The left axis has NDVI measurements, which relate to the Green Seeker unit in green and the LIKOR sensor in red. The top right y-axis refers to turf quality on the 1 to 9 scale. However, the scale of this graph is not 1 to 9. And the blue line refers to visual ratings. The bottom right y-axis has volumetric water content, with the yellow line referring to TDR ratings. Finally, we have a dotted line which refers to our irrigation inputs. So now if we look at this detection aspect, as you see in this top left highlighted region, we have the Green Seeker sensor and the LIKOR sensor reaching a peak NDVI value on day 2 in the PM, with the visual rating reaching a peak 1 rating time after. All 3 measurements beginning a dry down towards our first wilt point that was experienced on the plot right before irrigation. We look at the 2nd dry down, we see the Green Seeker and LIKOR sensor once again reaching a peak, this time 1 to 2 rating times prior to visual ratings, with all 3 sensors reaching a low point at the same wilt point. Therefore, with our visual ratings, we saw 1 to 2 rating time detection difference, which equated to 6 to 24 hours of detection. If we look at volumetric water content levels compared to these remote sensing measurements, we see that the Green Seeker unit and the LIKOR unit reach a peak 1 rating time again prior to TDR ratings reaching a peak. Once again, all 3 sensors see the same wilt point. So with volumetric water content levels, we have a 1 rating time detection, or 6 to 18 hours of detection difference. Now let's explore the 80% treatment at high nitrogen. Everything else on this graph is set up the same, and it's over the same time period. As you see, once again, the remote sensors are reaching a peak, one rating time prior to visual, with all three sensors picking up the same wilt point. With our TDR measurement, we once again see a volumetric, the Greenseeker and Lycor units reaching a peak one rating time prior to the volumetric water content measurement, and all three measurements reaching the same wilt point. Here's our mixed analysis table. As you can see, we have our main effect and interaction terms on the left side, with each column relating to our different measurements. As you can see, our ET by date interaction was significant for most measurements. However, our ET main effect was not significant. We believe this difference occurred because with our ET main effect, we pulled data from the beginning and end of our experiment. Therefore, the differences exhibited between ET differences at the end of our experiment were not seen when we maintained or when we had similar plots at the beginning of the experiment. Once again, this is on the same significance level of 0.1, 0.05, and 0.01. In conclusion, our hypothesis that remote sensing will detect drought stress and enable the reduction of irrigation inputs was proved. Remote sensing can be a valuable tool for turfgrass management. We have also confirmed previous research by Dakasan Huang and Sasson Horgan that irrigation at 80% of predicted ET during the spring and summer maintains acceptable turf quality, as well as 40 to 60% replacement of predicted ET during the fall. Even though this research takes a step in the right direction, further research is needed. Research is needed on the management impacts of remote sensing in order to properly direct irrigation inputs. Secondly, irrigation based on protocols needs to occur so that the intricacies or problems with this in the landscape can be determined. Finally, the use of remote sensing needs to be expanded to the landscape so that the issues that will be arise with this can be understood. With that, I would like to acknowledge a few people that have helped me with this research. Dr. Horgan and Dr. Klein for their guidance and support. Dr. Brent Hulke for his help with the statistics. Andrew Holman, Craig Kruger, and all of our field workers for the help in the field. And Dr. Eric Watkins and Dr. Terry Cooper for their help on my committee. And finally, the Toro Corporation for sponsoring this research. With that, I'll take any questions.